ladies and gentlemen, we are live! This is the moment you all have been waiting for!
Good afternoon or good evening, wherever in the world today. Welcome to the Mass Timber Construction Podcast. My name is Paul Cramer, your host. Thanks very much, Bruce Buffer, for the introduction. We look forward to bringing you more news every week, and this week is no exception. It is week number 18. Yes, 18 weeks into the year already, almost the halfway mark. It's turning very cold here in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, and I hope wherever you are in the world, it is warmer than it is here because it is freezing. We have got an action-packed show for you today, so let's get into looking at the news. But before you do that, make sure you hit subscribe, like, comment, or connect with us on social media so you never miss out on anything that's happening in the mass timber sector around the world. And the NTU, the Nanyang Technical University Academic South Building, the ABS building, which was recently constructed, has started to see some images sneak out of Singapore. A very guarded and well-kept assembly of construction, and no photos have been taken and till recently. So VHAG, who supplied a lot of the columns and the beams for the entire building, exceeding 40,000 square meters of mass timber building with 220 meters in length and 38 meters in width, it stands as an architectural marvel of mass timber and modular timber framing construction, all produced off-site using BIM technology. Urban had a significant role in coordinating the project, and a good friend to the show, Nick Milestone, was involved in, so was Dave Kingham. The recently passed few years now, Gary Caulfield was also the first project manager on the project, and we are now starting to see some photos come through. So congratulations to everybody on board in the team. We look forward to seeing some more photos on the NTU ABS building in the near future. And the Wood Hub project, Denmark's largest timber building, is setting an agenda for low carbon construction. And this week we can see the components arriving on site. CF Møller Architects, Wood Hub project, all working together to develop this very significant project. There is a great video on for the site, and you can actually see the concrete core and all of the amazing mass timber constructed columns and beams that support the floor system. The video has been viewed by many, many people. Head to the Mass Timber Construction Journal LinkedIn feed to get your viewing of that particular project. And thanks to Andy Ball, we're seeing the first exterior wall panels going in on the second floor at the 1510 Webster Street project in North America. The project has been an amazing success for MPP floor panels. And if you go and have a look at our Mass Timber Construction Journal LinkedIn feed, you'll be able to see all of the great work that's being done, including the facade, which is chasing the building structure as it goes up on most of the elevations that are visible in the images. And the recently announced Alliance for Sustainable Building Products and the partners from an online mass timber insurance playbook book that has been written will be hosting an event on Thursday the 25th of May. It's important new guidance to enable more collaborative approaches to begin construction projects using mass timber to ensure that collaboration and communication is guaranteed between insurers, and to foster the most equitable insurance for mass timber buildings. Thank you to people like Urban, Built by Nature, Zurich Insurance, etc. There's a whole lot of people that have been involved in it. Great to see you all getting together and working on the project. So that's it, folks. That's all we've got time for this week in Mass Timber Construction Land. I hope that you have an amazing week. Look out for all the news, latest events. Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to our social media feed and never miss out on a project that's happening somewhere in the world. And you will have an amazing knowledge of what's going on before most people will. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world today. Have a great week. Catch up with you soon. This is Paul Kramer signing off on the Mass Timber Construction Podcast.